Mesechta Avodazara, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Yud. Guy Shenimsa Oimed Bitzad Habor Shel Yain. A guy that was found standing next to a bore of wine that was owned by a Yisrael, and we don't know if he touched the wine or not. As if the guy touched the wine would be usher, as any wine that is touched by a guy is considered Yain Nesach, as maybe he was Menasach it to the Ovid Kochavim, and would be usher by no. In Yeshlo Alav Milva Usher, Ein Lo Alav Milva Mutter. If the guy is owed money to by the Yisrael, and the Yisrael made the wine and a putki for the chob, he told the guy that he collects his loan from the wine. In such a case, the wine is usher, as we assume the guy touched the wine to see how it is, since he's eventually going to collect his chob from this wine. But if the guy is not owed money to by the Yisrael in such a case, the wine would be mutter, as we don't assume that the guy touched the wine. If a guy accidentally fell into a bore of wine that was owned by Yisrael, and he was pulled out mace, in such a case, the wine is mutter bahana, and since he did not touch the wine intentionally, it does not become yayin nesach. But if he came out alive, in such a case, the wine would be also bahana. The reason being is that even though he did not fall in intentionally, we are afraid that maybe on his way out, he was menaseh the yayin to his avodah zarah as an offering of thanks to his avodah zarah that he survived this ordeal. Umarado bakana. Or if the guy measured the wine with a measuring stick, as over here he did not intend to touch the wine, he just wanted to measure it. Hitiv es hatsira bekana, or he flicked out a bug from the wine with a stick. O shehayim etapeacha bichabis murutachas, or the wine had bubbled up, and the guy was patting down the bubbles and didn't touch the actual wine, just the bubbles. B'cho'elu hayumaisa v'amru yumach. All these cases came up, and the chachamim were asked what the halacha is, and the chacham responded that the wine could be sold to a guy, even though it's also b'shtia, but it's mutter b'hanah, it would not be considered regular yayin nesach over here, as in these cases the guy did not intentionally touch the wine, and even if he did touch the wine, it wasn't for the purpose of touching, it was for the purpose of measuring, or for flicking out a bug, so therefore it's not considered yayin nesach, and it's mutter b'hanah, although it's also b'shtia. For Rabbi Shimon Matir, Rabbi Shimon allowed to even drink the wine in all these cases. If the guy took an empty barrel and threw it angrily into a bore of yain that was owned by Yisrael, this maisa came up, the chacham were asked, and they were machshir the yain even for drinking. Somebody who is mitaher the wine of a guy, meaning to say that a guy owns grapes, and he has Yisrael make wine from the grapes for him. That way, the wine will not be yayin nesach, the guy won't be touching the wine, and the guy will be able to sell the wine to a Yisrael. And after the Yisrael makes the wine and puts it in barrels, he puts the wine in the property of the guy in a house that's open to a public thoroughfare. If the guy lives in a city in which there are Goyim and also Yisraelim live in the city, in such a case, the wine would be mutter, as we're not afraid that the guy touched the wine while it was in his property, since his house is open to Rosh Hashanah, in which Yisraelim go by, he'll be afraid to touch the wine, as maybe he'll be spotted by Yisrael, and he will no longer be able to sell the wine to Yisrael. Be'er shakula Goyim asur. But if the city that the guy lives in, only Goyim lived there, there were no Yisraelim, in such a case, the wine is asur, as even though the house is open to Rosh Hashanah, he's not afraid that Yisrael will see him touching the wine, since there are no Yisraelim in that city. And so too, even if he lived in a city in which Yisraelim lived, if the house is not open to Rosh Hashanah, the wine would be usher, as maybe he touched the wine, as it's not open to Rosh Hashanah, and nobody could see him. Ad she yoshev shomer, unless the Yisrael hires a guard to watch and make sure that the guard does not touch the wine. Ve'en ha-shomer tzarech lios yoshev u'mashamer. The guard who is hired does not have to sit the whole day and watch the wine. Afo pi shehu yotzei v'nichnas mutter. Even though he comes in and goes out periodically, still the wine is mutter. Since the guy does not know exactly when the shomer will be coming in, he'll be afraid to touch the wine. Now, the Tanna Kamma holds up that if after the Yisrael makes the wine, he puts the wine in the reshus of a different guy, a guy that does not own the wine, in such a case, the wine would be mutter even if the house is not open to a reshus rabim, or if there are no Yisraelim living in that city. And since that guy does not own the wine, he'll be afraid to touch the wine even if his house is not open to a reshus rabim. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Aymer called Rishus Goyim Achasi. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar argues with the Tanna Kamma. He holds that even if the wine was put in the house of a guy that did not own the wine, In such a case, it's still also to have not open to Rosh Hashanah in which Yisraelim go by, as Rosh Shimon ben Elazar holds, all property of Goyim is the same, just like if you put the wine in the house of the guy who owned the wine would be usher if the house was not open to Rosh Hashanah. So too, if you put the wine in the house of a different guy, the wine would be usher unless the house is open to Rosh Hashanah in which the Yisraelim going by.